Now you always have the option to save your allowance for
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Dad.
What's in there?
Oh, just some items I'm returning. Watch your mommy turn your father's 3-year-old socks into cold, hard cash.
There's no way they're going to take those back. One has button eyes from when Emery turned it into a puppet.
Mom's the queen of returns. Watch the master at work. He's saying, you need a receipt. And mommy's going, are you saying I didn't buy the mirror? Are you calling me a liar? And he goes, no, I guess I can give you store credit. Then she's all, store credit? Mommy don't play that. Mommy plays for cash.
Ah.
Ba-ba-da-ba! Victory!
And that's not even the best part.
Whoa, you had a receipt the whole time? Why didn't you use it?
I like to challenge myself. Binder it, baby.
Oh, look! That page is from when we did 3 returns in one day. Remember, Lewis? That was when you gained all that water weight?
That was muscle.
Private school kids. What are they doing here? They're gonna get jumped.
They go to school here. That's our debate team.
Debate team?
It's kind of like a sports team, but instead of balls, they throw formal arguments at each other.
Oh, is there any physical contact?
Nope. It's mostly reading and research.
Oh.
I mean, it's really just a ton of extra homework.
Oh.
Well, if you're into it, you're having tryouts later this week.
How did I not see that poster before?
We see what we want to see.
Huh. Oh, Peggy. My son and I are in that. Oh, but I tried a lot.
Don't worry, son. You'll score a basket on me someday.
Did you have to yell not in my house every time you blocked a shot?
Well, if you keep bringing me weak sauce, I'm going to keep rejecting it.
What's this noise?
I'm entering a contest. You create your own comic, and if the publisher likes it, they'll print it, and they'll give it away for free at comic book stores nationwide.
I heard give it away, free, and then I stopped listening.
Well, I think it's awesome. I'm going to go get my colored pencils.
Enjoy working for free.
Man, say. 你可以在漫画世界里发大财啊。 那你问问Jim Davis.
The substitute PE teacher? We're not currently on speaking terms.
Jim Davis是Garfield的创作人, 他现在的身价是好几百万啊。Huh?
Is he? He is. Garfield's wearing a Rolex.
Oh, your piano man scarf. You found it.
Yeah, it was in the hurricane emergency kit in the garage for some reason. I haven't worn it for the longest time. Here you go.
Oh, good. I get a chance to use my new mail sorting system.
Mommy, I'd like to try out for the school debate team.
Absolutely not. It'll take time away from your schoolwork. They'll charge us for additional supplies, and I'm not driving all over town to take you to debate tournaments. Or, it'll look good on your transcript. It's bonus studying, and it'll be a chance to practice public speaking skills for when you become Dr. President.
Mommy, did you?
Yes, I debated myself. Who do you think won?
You
did. Because you're joining the debate team.
You tricked me, and I love it.
Hey, can you hand me that pencil? Man, we work together really well. Building on that, I was thinking about your comic book contest. Why don't we team up? Do it together.
You know I'd love a sibling team up. It'd be like my favorite TV show, Sister, Sister. Except brothers. But wait. I thought you said comic books were a waste of time.
That was hours ago. I've changed so much since then. Come on, you draw it, I'll write it. Together, we could create something amazing and possibly make millions.
conclusion, nobody says a candy bar a day keeps the doctor away. Therefore, we need apples in the school vending machines. Thank you.
Much better. Nice opening joke, good posture, and I like how you took away the possibility of any poison apple arguments.
Right, because Snow White lived, and I quote, happily ever after.
You're ready for tryouts. One more tip. When debating a real person, use their own words against them. It traps them in a prison of their own design.
Own design. Thanks, Mommy.
Evan, what'd you do to my Lohenwasser?
I needed a crust.
Oh. After a few of these, I'll forget you ever did it.
Mom, you said me and Emery couldn't read our comic books at the table. But Evan gets to read his debate book?
Evan is reading an actual book. You were reading a finished coloring book.
So, he gets a pass because he's a nerd. Got it.
In formal debate, slander is not permitted and must be stricken from the record. Luckily, this is not a formal debate, and you are a butt-face.
What do you all want for dessert? Hector just made a pineapple right-side-up cake. He's afraid to flip it.
We'll just take the usual. One slice of key lime pie and 5 spoons.
Although pineapple cake does sound good.
No. Pie is superior because it is filled with nutritious fruit. It is the healthiest dessert. In fact, pie is so good, dessert couldn't contain it. It burst out into chicken pot, mincemeat. It is the food of shepherds, mathematicians, pie, infinite possibilities.
But cake is good.
We'll have that piece
of... Here are the reasons why. Cake represents joy. Birthdays, graduations, retirements. No one's ever heard of a wedding pie. Every important milestone in your life, cake was there. Cake watched you grow up. And sure, some may say pie burst out. But I say pie is confused. It doesn't know what it wants to be. Is it savory? Is it sweet? Shepherd's pie has lamb in it. Do they seem like good shepherds to you? So really, when you think about it, pie is murder. If you choose life, choose cake. Let us eat cake! So then I said, when you think about it, pie is murder. If you choose life, choose cake. I did get political. Thank you, Zach. Anyway, the place went crazy. I learned from the best. Now I'm the best.
Let's take a drive.
What do you think? This is Nice Man. He uses the power of overwhelming positivity to diffuse negative situations.
I don't know if he's gonna go with the words I've written.
Yo mama jokes? How's that a superpower?
My guy's an orphan, so he can tell yo mama jokes, but no one can say them back to him.
Okay. How about another character? The Empathizer. Her power is the superhuman ability see things from other people's point of view.
Oh, dope! So she can see people's thoughts and use those thoughts to destroy them.
No, she's not the violent type. But she could understand why someone else might be.
I think you and I need to get on the same page. Why don't we each separately come up with 10 ideas for the comic book? There's bound to be one we both like.
I hear where you're coming from. That's the Empathizer's catchphrase. Not into it? Okay. 10 ideas. Got it.
Mommy, are you really returning our phone? You bought that 5 years ago at a Radio Shack in D.C.
Watch the Queen conquer.
Oh, no.
I need to return this phone.
I don't believe we sell this phone.
Oh, good, because I'm not asking you to sell it to me. I'm asking you to take it back.
I'm sorry, I can't. There are limits.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you owned this store.
I don't.
Oh. So then who are you to change the rules? Is Mr. Savemore here? Does he know that customers are no longer your first priority?
Ma'am, you know I love our weekly sparring sessions. This is my job as much as it is my gym some days. But do you know how it would make me look to take back a phone that you didn't even buy here? I'm sorry, but my final answer is no. Do what you will.
Beep, 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 beep.
beep.
Morse code. That's how we used to communicate. But now, we use the telephone. It's what connects us. That's why it's vital to have one that you're happy with.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're gonna have to wait. I'm with someone.
I'll be honest with you, Roger. You're right. We didn't buy the phone at the store. But that shouldn't matter. Let me ask you something. Do you have a mother?
I do.
Well, then imagine your mother taking time out of her busy day to come down here looking for help, only to have someone embarrass her in front of you, her son.
No.
Do the right thing, Roger. Not for the store, but for mothers everywhere. They're not perfect, but they're ours.
Okay. I'm gonna take the phone back and use it to call my mother.
Chapter 8, Emotional Manipulation. Find her, Mommy.
What's going on? I thought we were supposed to be working on our 10 ideas.
I am. Watching Trent play Turok is part of my process. Right, Trent?
Yeah. He's been,
Here, what do you think of this?
Lazy Boy uses the power of flimsy excuses to deflect responsibility and hard work.
Looks kind of rushed.
Lazy Boy is you. You wanted to team up, but you don't want to do any of the work. I thought we were doing this as brothers. You've spent more time with Trent than you have with me.
Whoa, don't bring me into...
You wanted me to do all the work, which, come to think of it, is just like an episode of Sister, Sister I saw. But it was my least favorite. I'm going back to doing my own comic. Have fun with your game.
Fine! I can trace my own comic book. It's not that hard. The words are the best good anyway.
Man, your brother is really...
Jessica? Why are all the lights off?
Because Evan wanted them off, and who am I to argue?
Are you okay?
Look at this. This is Evan's binder of returns. He made it. He wants me to hold it for him. He's better than me at arguing. It's his kingdom now. The queen is dead. Long live the prince.
Okay. Even if that's true, is it really so bad? We want our kids to be better than us, don't we?
Of course, eventually. But not today. How'd you feel if Eddie beat you at basketball?
I'd be sad.
Ooh, that's game, Pops! 10-0 me! How's that goose egg taste?
I'd be sad because I'd be dead. That's not happening.
I have nothing left to teach Evan. He doesn't need me anymore.
Why are the lights on?
Hi, I'm Lewis Wong.
What are you doing?
I just wanted to introduce myself since I have no idea who you are right now.
Is this some weird bedroom game? Because I am not in the mood. And if I was, you would be dressed quite differently.
The Jessica I know fights for what she wants. Show Evan he still needs you, that he has a lot left to learn. Remind him he still needs you.
Stop it.
Fine.
Well, what do you want me to do?
What do you want you to do?
I want to challenge him to another argument and destroy him.
That's not exactly what I was thinking.
Well, who cares if he's my baby? I need to be ruthless, like you. Like, what is it you always say to anyone you're playing basketball? No sauce in our home.
Grandma!
Shamashara!
Come here for a sec!
你为什么不用我们的 walkie-talkie?
What do you think about this?
Garfield! 发生什么事了?
It's not Garfield. It's Spaghetti Dog. Instead of a cat that likes lasagna, it's a dog that likes spaghetti.
把这个毁掉了,永远都不要给别人看。
This is way harder than I thought.
你跟你弟弟一定要和好。 你们以后 一定还需要互相帮助。
As you can see, there are two root vegetables in front of me. Which one is better? Let's argue. You go first.
The debate teacher won't let me on the team.
History is littered with great debates. Lincoln versus Douglas, Nixon versus JFK.
How about mother versus fool?
I'm sorry?
Why won't you let my son on your debate team? I've seen him beat the best. You can't tell me he's not good enough.
Actually, Evan is good enough. He's just too young. Debate team's only for fifth graders.
Why?
Those are just the rules.
You're the debate teacher. Defend your rule.
Well, it's not my rule. It's the school's rule.
Oh, so you don't care about these kids at all? You just do what your boss tells you to? Is that why you got into debate, to lie down? You should work in a mattress store.
Okay. She's using humor to expose a flaw in my argument. Textbook marginalization. Write that down.
I would encourage you to think for yourself the way you encourage your class to think for themselves. Being young isn't a negative. It's a positive.
Okay, class, this is her thesis statement. Let's see how she supports it.
Think of other brilliant young prodigies throughout history. Mozart, Joan of Arc, Doogie Howser. What if someone had told them that they were too young to practice their extraordinary gift? Little girl, what if someone had prevented you from following your dream?
Am I supposed to answer?
I think you just did. The passion of children inspires us all to be better. It's what breathes life into society. Instead of standing in the way of that, we should embrace it, nurture it, follow it. As Ms. Whitney Houston said, and I quote, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
You're amazing, Evan Spock.
What's this?
An apology from Lazy Boy to Nice Man. I'm sorry I didn't do any work. Give me another chance. Let me make it up to you. Brother, brother, for real this time.
Well, Nice Man's motto is everyone deserves a second chance. That's why villains always take advantage of him.
All right. There's still a day before the deadline. I think we can still come up with a superhero that no one's ever seen before.
Let's do this.
My mom's the debate team! Mommy did it! You should have seen it. The teacher was like, she's too young. But Mommy was like, young talent is good for society. And the teacher was all, ah, you convinced me!
Guess he does still need you.
Mommy was using debate tricks there's not even names for. Then the class asked if she could be our teacher, and she said, I hate teachers. Everyone loved her. She was like a superhero.
Oh my God, Eddie. The perfect superheroes are right in front of us.
Oh, damn.
Here's your debate team exemption form signed by your teacher.
I'll put it in your binder.
No. It belongs in yours. Here you go.
Waste of time. This is junk. Let's see this now. Oh, by the golden hammer of Thor. Look at this. Wow.
Thank you.
This is what I've been looking for.